Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 6 to 12, part 6. Even though the people were in trouble, even though they were far away from God, they never even asked about the Lord. They forgot him. They forgot how he rescued them from slavery in Egypt, how he brought them through a wilderness where there was so much danger and darkness, where people couldn't live, and yet he made them live there, and he brought them safely through. They never considered what the Lord had done. God brought them into a wonderful land, full of rich fruit and rich food. But what did they do? They defiled the land. They sinned. And they made the Lord's inheritance a detestable thing. Even the priests, the religious leaders, didn't ask, "Where is the Lord? We have forgotten the Lord. The Lord is not with us." They never thought of that. People who were dealing with the law, dispensing justice and judgment, they didn't know the Lord. So they were just doing what was right in their own eyes. The leaders of the country rebelled against the Lord. And the prophets of God were prophesying through Baal, following worthless idols. What a state for God's people to be in. And yet it is so easy for us to find ourselves in that state, in our own lives and in our churches as well. God says, "Therefore I bring charges against you." God is going to take justice into his hand. He is going to take his law and he is going to apply it justly. He is going to bring the charges against those who have sinned and against their children's children. This is going to have ongoing, deep consequences for God's people. He looked everywhere. He looked everywhere to see if there was any other country who was like this. A nation who just threw over their gods, even though they were false, threw over their gods and went for something else. People don't do that, but God's people do. They exchanged their glory with a capital G. They exchanged their glory. Their glory was the eternal God, to be able to walk with him and know him throughout their life in every way. And they swapped that for worthlessness, for things that were dead. God says, "Be appalled at this. The very heavens are going to shudder with the great horror of what my people have done." Let us not be like this. Let us cling to the Lord closely. Let us do what he asks and follow his holy commandments. Let us love him with all our heart, lest we should forget him and fall into sin. It is so easy. And God will keep us, and God will keep our glory as we walk with him.